to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, but you would still love to listen to the show, why are you doing what you're doing? You can. You can call the listen line on Talk Stream Live and podcast and still call the listen line at 605 on your phone. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, to come in and have your donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. No, BuyMeACoffee.com. Let's see here. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. My bad. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Believe it or not, it's Wednesday again. What the? It's Wednesday again. And the first 2 hours, I mean, the second 2 hours of the show is Manhood Hour, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. And the second, the first hour, because we love the blacks, is Black Excellence. That was then and then. What's wrong with the blacks?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. My question is, what seeds of dependency are you planting? what seeds of dependency are you planting? I notice that all human beings, except for those who have now started to work on themselves, they are planting seeds of dependency. They are on the outside looking for approval. They give approval so they can get approval back. They go to a, I heard there were over 30,000, I think, I may be wrong, fans at this last, I guess the last game they had, at least the one from yesterday. And the tickets were expensive. I'm like, wow, they're using the soccer ball and they're planting seeds of dependency, something to keep them away from themselves. Who are, what are you using that is causing you to depend on it or them and keeping you from being, overcoming you? Are you planting a seed in the, into solid ground, or are you planting seeds of dependency? The world depends on somebody or something, and that's why you never go free. And then you hate the world, and when you hate the world, because you are the world, and you're not getting what you need from the world. So you hate them, you're mad. What a mess! What a mess. I want to go to Joseph out of Ohio. He called me yesterday and we ran out of time. And so I asked Joseph to call me back and I will get to his call as soon as he called in. Joseph from Ohio is back. Joseph, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Joseph.
Well, I'm really happy you picked up.
Yes, sir.
Just to start off where we ended yesterday, I was actually kind of curious, wondering like if I actually truthfully forgave my father or even my mother in that regard, both of them, you know.
Right.
I don't think I have any type of, if you need me to remind you of the conversation, I could do that. Or
I remember you saying that when you talk to your father, he seemed to get irritated at you because you're asking about, I guess, God and different things in the Bible, right?
Yeah, not just that, even on politics or anything that is beyond surface level conversation and topics.
And why do you ask him those
things? I remember yesterday, before I even asked him if he was called by God, and he said he was called by the Holy Spirit to be a preacher or a pastor, I asked him, why didn't he protect me from my mother?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that ticked him off. He started to, you know, say that I should have a higher reverence for my mother and stuff like this. And, you know, I just, to my understanding, these are things that I should be bringing, or at least feel that I should be asking.
Right.
Or am I wrong Absolutely. About this?
No, you're right about that. But if he doesn't want to respond or he get angry at the question, don't judge him back. Just realize he's not ready to overcome evil, and he has a right to stay in his hell. You definitely have you should ask. And then, but if he doesn't respond, don't keep asking or even talking about those things when you're around him, because he's telling you he doesn't want to hear it. And so just Correct. Wish him well, and you go on with your life.
Well, I just don't understand how, I mean, I guess I get it. You know, when we speak, eventually, like some, you know, something beyond surface, basic level questioning, you know, or topics like weather, what you eat today, what type of clothes you put on, like, you know, I would like to, or at least I thought I should be able to, you know, speak about something.
What you don't realize yet, and you will if you stay with it, most human beings have shallow minds. And as a result, they can only have shallow conversation. You happen to be one that want deeper things, real thing, real conversation, real thing, the real life. And so you're overcoming the shallow mind and shallow conversation. So you got to find yourself, if you stay with it, you're going to find yourself less interested in having shallow conversation with people. You're going to be like, and you're not going to believe that you used to have a shallow mind yourself, because before you started to wake up, you thought those kind of conversations about politics and about this and that was real. But now you're starting to see it's a shallow mind. And so, but, and seeing that most people have shallow minds, don't judge them.
Right.
They forgive them. They know not. You're fortunate enough that you're looking within.
Yeah, I never did that type of stuff, though.
Right on.
I've always, you know, been kind of looked at like the outcast. Right. I don't want to say outcast, but, you know, people eventually told me I talk too much or shut up and stuff like this, you know, or stay in a child's place and things like this.
I've noticed that in most families, there are always one or two of the kids who are in the family. You know, by blood, they're in the family. They're like an outcast, though. They're not, they really can't identify with the family all the way. And so it sounds like you're one of those, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, because I remember when I was a kid, you know, they kept us in church. We used to go to church like 3 to 4 times a week. You know, we had Bible study, we had choir rehearsal, we had Friday night service, and then on Sundays, we'll have like three services on that Sunday. And I remember, you know, there'd be times when they used to, like, be, you know, they'll be, my father and them, they'll be praying for people and pushing people head back, trying to make them, like, fall out and carrying on. And I always was, you know, even my mom one time, she was shouting. And I always was like, man, why can't I shout? And why I don't fall back and, you know, start shouting and carrying and stuff be coming out of my mouth and stuff. And I didn't know why it wouldn't happen for me, because one time she was shouting and she bust her tooth open. I was wondering, like, man, if God got us shouting and stuff and busting our teeth and stuff at the same time, I didn't understand why was this stuff happening. And I'll ask them and they'll be like, hey, stand the child. It even pushed me away from Christianity. I turned into a atheist and stuff, because I'm like, man, ain't no way this is, it's like this. You know, it wasn't even before. Yeah. And
you're just actors on stage. How old are you now?
Man, I'm going to tell you my age, and if whoever listening, they're going to know exactly who I am. I'm in my 40s now.
Oh, okay. So because of time, let me ask, right, are you doubting if you're forgiving your parents or not?
Exactly, because, you know, man.
Well, don't doubt it. You've done it. Move on. Satan is telling that you haven't. Don't believe. All thoughts are all lies all the time, so don't believe it. And you just, and again, don't intrude on them. Don't force the truth on them. Don't try to have a conversation that they don't want to have. Matter of fact, don't try to have shallow conversation with, I mean, those conversations with anyone that you don't want to have. You're not obligated to have those kind of conversations at all, but don't resent them. Love them. They know not what they do.
You know, eventually in a conversation, it's going to get real, though, right, Jesse? Like,
well, no, it doesn't have to. Let's say you want to have a quote-unquote real conversation, but the person, the hearer of the conversation don't want to hear, you can immediately stop speaking.
Gotcha.
You don't have to keep the conversation going. Just be quiet and shock the devil. But do not ever impose the truth on anyone. God doesn't do it. His son doesn't do it. He gave you this life to live. He gave it to you freely. And he's not going to force you to live this gift of life the way he you know, the way, the right way. So don't you impose on anyone. Just be quiet. They don't want to hear. They have a right to not want to hear. And don't judge them and move on with your life.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
888-775-3773. That's why I say you're not supposed to want anyone to have a life the way you think they should want it. Because people, every human being has the life that they want. You may look at it and think of it as a bad life, and it might be, but they love the thrill of a bad life, so they have the life that they want. So you have no right to enforce the Bible, God, or religion, or anything on anyone else. God doesn't do it. And the reason you're doing it because you think you have it, and now you think you want it for other people. And because you're wanting it, you're going to get it by any means necessary, if it means imposing. That's not love. That's not God. Leave people alone. Overcome the world, including your own family members. Stop trying to get control by imposing on others. Be independent. Spread a dependency because you're trying to use them so they can use you and you use them and you are and you pretend like you're trying to help them, but you're dependent on them as a way of life. You're controlling them and they are controlling you. What a mess. Let me go to first-time caller Shemaine out of Wisconsin. Shemaine out of Wisconsin. Shemaine, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Shemaine. Happy White History Month, by the way.
Yes, happy White History Month.
Thank you. Amazing.
Well, sir, I want to say that I love your show. I watch all the time your interviews, and I'm happy I finally got a chance to call in. And I just wanted to answer the question.
Do you love America? Yes. Do you love America? How do you know?
Yes, I love America, and I know that because I keep God's commandments, and I also vote in the interest of making America great again.
Amazing. I want to respond, Shemaine, but I got to wait until Sunday. But that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say you keep God's commandment, what are his commandments?
Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness. Oh, gosh.
And do you love your enemy?
Do I love my enemies?
Yes.
I try. You're gonna get me there. I try, but this.
So you're not keeping God's commandment then.
I try, but listen. I don't hate my enemies.
If you don't love them, you do hate them. There's only love or hate.
That's true. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jesse. I'm not perfect, right? I'm not perfect, but. I do my best to avoid my enemies, and I do pray for my enemies, because when I pray for everyone. I will work on loving my enemies. I will work on it, but I want to be truthful.
Right.
I'm not quite there, and I'm trying to keep all of the commandments. I'm trying to keep them all, so I'll rephrase that.
But then the ones that you should have... because you don't have those, those others don't even matter. because the greatest commandment is to love your love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor, love your enemy. Why don't you drop your anger so you can love your enemy?
Drop my anger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why,
yes, sir.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why don't I drop my anger? I will work on, I don't know why. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why. I don't know, but I will work on it. I will work on it.
If you knew how to drop your anger, would you do it?
Of course. Of course I would.
Do you want to know?
Forgive my mother?
Yes. Why have you done that? Mm-hmm.
I knew this was going to happen, and that's why I'm just like, I knew that, I don't even know. Okay, I will work on that.
No,
on
the
that
question now. Is, and why haven't you done that?
Why haven't I? Because in my mind, I feel as if there's nothing to forgive. I mean, she hasn't, like, done anything, so I don't know, you know, what it is.
She,
you know,
if she hasn't done anything, how did you become like her?
How did I become like her? Jesse, you know what? I should have known this was gonna happen. That's why I'm just kicking myself right now, but I didn't want to lie, because what is one of the commandments? Thou shalt. I didn't want to lie to you.
And why are you kicking yourself right now?
Because I know the show well enough to know you were going to ask me that question. You were going to challenge that answer. I know you very well. So that's why I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay.
And so how did you become like her? You don't want to be like her, but you are like her. If you have no reason to forgive her, she did nothing wrong, how did you become like her?
How did I? Because she's my mom, and, you know, we mimic. Wait, ask the question again.
How did you
I'm like a...
How did you become like your mama?
Because she's my mother. Because she's my mother. Because she's my mother.
You're not supposed to be like your mama. God did not create you to be like your mama.
Right. I have my own path and journey I should be working on. I should not be like anyone. I should not mimic anyone. I should just...
Right.
I should be myself.
You should be you. And why haven't you gone and forgiven her? What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid.
Why have
I'm
you
not
done
afraid.
It then?
Well, I'll do it. I'll do it.
No,
I'll do it, Jesse.
That's not the question. That's a question.
Because, you know, I never thought to do it. I never thought to do it. I never thought to forgive her. I never, you know. Jesse, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I know you didn't run.
I totally understand what you mean when you say, I never thought to do that. Because I would not have known or thought for a second that I would have resented my mother and that was holding me away from God, keeping me away from God, until he allowed me to see that. He allowed me to see, because I asked, he allowed me to see that I had this anger, this resentment toward my mother, but I didn't know it. I thought, because I felt like I loved her, you know what I mean? I felt that emotional stuff, but I didn't know that emotional love was hate, because God is not an emotional God. And so the only Satan is an emotional small God, small G. And so I didn't know I resented her, but when he allowed me to see it, I went and forgave her, and things changed. For the good.
Okay. Right. Well, maybe it could be the trick of the enemy, because our first love is our parents. Well, my first love is my dad, and then, you know, my mom is like my best friend, everything. My parents are my everything. So,
and that's the problem,
know,
because you hate what you love. Your first love became your first enemy, your mother.
Well, my first love was my dad.
Did your mother turn you away from him?
No. My parents are still married. My parents have been married now for 35 years.
But did she turn you away from your father?
Did she turn? No. No, I wouldn't. I don't. No. No, she didn't. I don't. I what? Wait a minute. Jesse.
What a mess.
What a mess. Oh, my God.
How did
maybe she did in a way. Maybe she did.
When you would see that she was jealous of your relationship with your father, how did you deal with that?
How did I deal with it?
Yes.
I guess I didn't deal with it. I just stayed in my place. I stayed in my place. If it was something going on between them, I stayed in a child's place.
A child's place?
Not to disrespect my parents or interfere in what's going on with them.
But you would not have been disrespecting them by being honest with them. You were disrespecting them by not speaking up and being honest without being angry.
I just didn't feel, you know, if they were having an argument, it wasn't my place to say who was right or wrong. You know, I just have that respect for my parents.
But if you respected them, you would forgive them. You have fear of your parents. You don't want to hurt their feelings, or you don't know how they're going to react, and you try to avoid loving them by forgiving them. Let me ask, because of time.
Sure.
Was your mother perfect?
No.
What was imperfect about her?
What was imperfect about her?
Those little things that would irritate you, or you wish you didn't do or say, or whatever. What was it? You know, those little things that get on your nerve. She tried to control you, or you got to call her every day.
Yeah, I guess the calling and, you know, my curfew time, you know, stuff like that. Just my curfew time.
How old are you now?
Not being able. I'm 25 now.
You still have curfew?
No.
Oh, okay.
Back then, I don't live with my parents now. But back then, it would bother me. But right now, the constant calling, even when I tell her I'm busy, she'll still call me. But out of respect, I'll pick up the phone.
But you shouldn't pick up the phone. You tell her, don't call you so much. I'm busy. And if she continues to call you, don't pick up the phone.
Okay. And see, that's hard for me. That's really hard for me.
Why?
Why? Because my mom And I'll feel guilty. That's my mom.
Why would you feel guilty from stopping her, by stopping her from imposing her will on you? Why would you feel guilty? She doesn't care what she's doing to you.
True.
So why would you feel guilty?
Good question. Good question, Jesse. Good question.
Hold on. Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Hold on. Smoke on that. And when I come back, I want to know, why would you feel guilty? 888-775-3773. Back in a moment.
listening. You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Do we have a hat? Am I supposed to wait?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Happy White History Month. Check out our merch. We are celebrating the 250 years of America by presenting to you a silver coin with my face on it. You can invest in it and it's help do our work. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And they are going fast. And it's amazing. I'm surprised, to be honest, but it's amazing. People know, you know what? It's a good investment. Can't go wrong investing in silver. And we're helping Jesse and Bond to help others. So right on. Thank you. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or go to jesseleepeterson.shop to order the coin. And then while you're ordering the coin or you have it already and you're admiring it, you can have some punchy coffee. Punchy's coffee is so good. I can hear Mama up in heaven right now. Lord, Punchy, you got your own coffee? Boy, my own coffee, and it is delicious. And then while you're enjoying the coffee, you can be reading my books. They are amazing. I highly recommend them, too. And if you're, like, in business or you have a job or you think about getting a job, 7 Guaranteed Steps is a simple 7-step. Well, you can carry it around in your pockets, your purses, ladies. And if you do the 7-step, you can't go wrong. But you got to do them. You got to be doing other words, not just hearing other words. And then it's White History Month. And by the way, I will sign them to however you want me to, whomever you want me to. Happy White History Month. We're celebrating 9 years of White History. July just feels white. 9 years of showing our thanks and appreciation to the white men who founded and created the greatest country on the planet. Rather than trying to destroy it, we're trying to keep it going. Add to it for the good. White History Month, July is White History, so get your
White History.
Get your mugs, your T-shirts. We have some hats coming too, but don't worry. They are coming. They are beautiful. They're like, what the? And then we have other T-shirts and mugs and tote bags. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. or call 800-411-BARN. All right? Amazing. Every dime goes back into doing the work. So not only are you getting amazing gifts, you're getting help as you're helping. And thank you. And last but not least, because of time, brand new episode of The Fallen State. A brand new episode. I had an amazing conversation with Dr. Linda Lee Tauber. I used to date a girl when I was in high school. Her name was Tauber. And she was kind of dark-skinned, but normally I don't date dark-skinned women. But she was fine and pretty. And I used to love her, at least what I thought was love. And one day she asked me for a quarter to buy some bubble gum from the bubble gum machine. And when she asked me for a quarter, I was like, she just want my money. And I broke up with her. And when I talk to her even now, we laugh about that. I was like my dad and cheap. My father, cheap. And that rubbed off on me. But I talked to Linda Tauber. She's a national recognized election integrity expert. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Election integrity expert. What does that mean?
Looking at some vulnerability in our election system or cheating.
What are civil rights?
Civil rights is now abused and used for purposes that are more nefarious than we can imagine. Racism is not a satanic word.
Yes, it is. If it's a lie, it is of the devil. Did God send you the head of that house or your wife?
Head of your home.
What kind of Bible is that? The Bible said the husband is the head of the wife, not the house. The woman run the house, you know, keep it clean, make the meals, make the bed, wash the clothes, watch over your children while you're away at work, provide for the family. She's the head of the house, but you're the head of the woman, your wife. Amazing. You can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com. /Jesse Lee Peterson. locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I want to go quickly back to Shemaine, a first time call out of Wisconsin. Shemaine, your mother call you all day, all the time, and you don't want her calling all the time. Do you see that she's not respecting you as an adult?
I see it, but, you know, we are taught to honor our mother and father. And to be honest with you, Jesse, most people who don't do that, they're not in the best situations right now.
Right.
Because it's almost, you have to honor your parents. So I'm not going to like everything they do, but the sacrifices that they've made for me, what's a phone call when I'm busy? You know, what would it hurt to just answer? You know, even though I'm saying I'm busy, it's really no harm considering, you know, they took care of me. She took care of me. My mom, stay-at-home mom, she made sure I had 3 meals a day, clean clothes. She used to come to the school, PTA, all that stuff. So it's just like, it's not that big of a deal if she does it.
She was supposed to take care of you. She made you. That's what parents do.
100%.
And it 100%. Wasn't a favor.
Right.
She wasn't doing
but
you a
I
favor.
But I appreciate it.
But, so what does it mean to honor your parents?
Respect them.
What is respect?
What is respect?
Yeah.
I guess honoring them, listening to them. What is honoring?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, Jesse. Oh, my God. I was ready, but I wasn't ready for this. Again, when you honor someone, you listen to them.
Even when you don't want to?
Yes, even
How
when
is
you don't
that honoring?
Want to.
How is that honoring?
I respect them enough to listen to them even when I don't want to. I think that's
But God doesn't want you to do that.
God doesn't want...
Honoring that parent means forgive them. Don't resent them. They did the best they could do. Their parents screwed them up too. So your father and your mother done the best that they could do. They didn't have love. And so they did the best they could do. So you honor them by forgiving them. It doesn't mean you got to let your mother butt you all day long. You don't owe her a favor because they took care of you. They were supposed to take care of you. You didn't make an agreement with them before they made you. Y'all make me. I'm going to come down there and I'll take care of you.
True.
They were supposed to take care of you. Honor your parents mean just don't resent them. Forgive them so that your days can be long. But you have not forgiven your parents, and so you're not showing honor to them.
Okay. I will forgive them. And the next time my mom calls, I'm not going to answer. And if I do answer, I'm going to say, look, I told you, I'm busy. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I hear you, Jesse. I hear you.
Yeah, forgive your parents so that God can forgive you. And then, because he's not going to forgive anyone until they forgive. He said, because an unforgiving person is a son or daughter of Satan, and they're judging themselves and others. They're playing God. They have no love. Even if they do go to church or not, the Bible or Quran or whatever thing they're into, if they have not forgiven, God cannot forgive you because you're a son or daughter of Satan. He said, go and forgive. Don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive, and I will forgive you. He'll change your heart from anger to love, because anger is the nature of the devil. And you would then love your enemy because you now love God, and his love will work through you to love everybody. You would never, ever, ever again resent anyone for any reason. You would never get angry at anyone for any reason because you will have understanding. You will have the mind of God.
Yes, sir.
But you got to forgive, Shemaine.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I'm not doing a silent prayer.
And why not?
Why not? Because I tend to, just read the Bible or say the 23rd Psalm before, bed or before I start my day. But no, sir, I'm not doing the silent prayer.
His instruction. Be still and know God. How will he guide you if you don't be still and allow him, the truth, to catch up with you? How will the light of God guide you in the world, in life, in the earth, if you don't be still and let him catch up with you?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like I'm on spot, but I'm not on spot because, like I said earlier, I should have seen all of this coming. You got to know him, right? You got to know him. You got to live the life.
But you can't know him until you start.
If I'm not right. If I don't start. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
If you don't forgive and then let go by being aware of those thoughts and emotions and not call them you, because that's the nature of the devil. It's not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, whether good or so-called good or bad, and you're not your body. And so I would recommend you start doing it. And nothing wrong with the 23rd Psalm, for sure. I'm not telling you not to do that. But be still so the light can catch up with you and destroy the darkness of your imagination. And he will give you a clear mind. And everything you do in life, you will do it with a clear mind. Everything. You will never have to even think about it. It'll be fine. But you gotta let go so the light can catch up with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I know you gotta go. This was a pleasure again. I love the show. I think what you're doing is amazing.
Right on. You start working on yourself and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And when you go, if you and when you go and forgive your parent, Don't worry about how they're going to react. How they react, that's on them. Don't react to their reaction. You forgive them, and God will forgive you. All right?
Yes, sir. I received. Thank you so much.
It's good to hear from you.
I'm so happy I got through. It's good. I've got through. I'm so happy. Thank you so much again for taking the call. I really appreciate it.
All right. You stay with it. Stay with it. Let me know how it goes.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesse.
You too. Amazing. Amazing. It is Black Essence too, right? This first hour. And some of the callers don't believe that, or at least they say they don't believe how that the black violence is as bad as it is. Well, there's another report out, and it proves that black people are the real so-called racists. I say evil because they resent their mothers and yearn for the father like every human being. But because they've been lied to and told that it's the white man's fault, it's racism, and so they're holding on to that anger of forgiving their parents by not forgiving them, and so they're cursed. Anyone who has anger, who has resentment, who are emotional is cursed, and everything you touch turns to dust. And so because they won't drop the anger, they've been told is everything but what it is, the anger, the devil going to hurt somebody. If it can't hurt someone over there, it's going to hurt the nearest person to them. If it's the family member or the neighbors or somebody. Because evil has no love, right? Fast fat. This is from Fast Fat. According to the FBI data and CDC mortality record, listen to this. Maze, can you hear me? Maze, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And Tony from California, can you hear me? According to the FBI data and CBC mortality records, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. Not white men, not Mexican men, not Jewish men, not Japanese, Chinese, but by black men. 90%. With over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024. 22,000 killings. 90% black males. 22,000 just since 2024. Satan is having a party time. And the black liars, they won't tell you, they're just making that up because they want power. They're using you for themselves. They want you angry. They want you fighting. They want you killing themselves. Look at the mayor of Chicago. We can look further, but he doesn't want things to be fine. He doesn't even want the president, the Great White Hope, to come and end the violence, end the crime. They don't want you to be in control of your life. Then they can't control you when you are. So it was 22,000 killings, over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024, with zero attributed to white supremacy. Zero. Not one white person did it, committed homicide to the blacks. Three black women were charged in a Carmella assault in Texas, CBS 19. Three women have been arrested in connection with an assault investigation stemming from an incident at a Longview, Texas nightclub in the early morning hours of 2021. A security guard at Whiskey Junior, Jay's, heard someone in the crowd say, "The next white explicitly that hate can't say. The next white, whatever, come into that walk out, I'm going to hit her." Watch this from CBS 19.
This is the arrest document for 21-year-old Alana Munfrey from Longview. She's one of three women accused by police of assaulting Sammy Howery after leaving Whiskey J's back in June 21st. You may recall this viral social media post at the center of the Longview Police criminal investigation, where the victim posted photos and a video of what she looked like after the alleged attack. Sierra Ann Fuller from Longview and DeJaya Brown from Pittsburgh are also charged with assault in the case. The affidavit alleges several witnesses heard racially motivated comments about the assault tied back to the murder conviction of Carmelo Anthony in North Texas. The affidavit doesn't identify who made the statements. In the arrest affidavit, a security guard reportedly told officers he heard someone in the crowd saying in part, quote, "I'm going to hit her," and then later seeing a group of women assaulting the victim who he helped get away from the crowd. The affidavit also included two other witness accounts. One told police there were no prior issues in the bar between the victim and the suspects, while the other witness to the assault stated he heard a woman say, quote, "Any white girl can get it, and free Carmelo." He also explained he tried breaking up the fight and called police after the story went viral on the assault. Longview police held a press conference pleading with the public not to jump to conclusions or spread unverified information online.
We cannot allow outside voices, online agitators, and anyone else to stir up a pot of hate, confusion, and division in our community.
Amazing. What do you say that I said hate?
You said in the early morning hours of 2021, but it was early morning hours of June 21st.
Oh. Correction. Thank you, hate. You can rely on the white man. You may not rely on God, but you can rely on the white man. June 2021. June 21.
21st.
The 21st. What's the difference between 21 and 21st?
Well, when you stumble over your words and you say 2021, that's very confusing.
Oh, okay.
Because why would somebody be saying free Carmelo in 2021?
That's right. That's a good point. Thank you for the correction. What do you think about this situation, though?
Yeah, people are psycho. I was seeing people posting online, mainstream black people, posting these pictures of innocent white and Asian guys who had to kill people in self-defense, and then they compare that to Carmelo Anthony pretending like Carmelo murdered in self-defense.
Talk about black fatigue.
Yeah, and they identify with these stories so bad, like the boating story that you covered where the guy allegedly drowned. And yeah. We don't know what happened.
Right, with the black guy down in Mississippi.
They automatically think race and foul play.
Yeah. Instead of saying, "I don't know."
Mm-hmm.
"I wasn't there, so I don't know." The devil's busy.
Indeed.
Black fatigue is out of control now.
Shout but out.
The blacks have got to drop that anger like everyone. You can't. Have to do. Quick break. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. I'll be back. My bad, Nick. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Evil,
and God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Some crazy mess going on in this here world, but don't worry. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is cleaning it up, cleaning it up. The ceasefire is over, by the way. The ceasefire is over, but the talks are continuing. According to Revolver News, Trump declares the ceasefire over with Iran and Israel and America as he's blasting the sick Iranian regime for, quote-unquote, playing dirty. What, they think this is the World Cup and you can play dirty? After U.S. bases in the Middle East were targeted, I do not want to deal with them anymore. They're scum. And that's a quote from Trump, I disclaim, okay? Info may be false and no endorsement implied. Iran tested Trump in Hormuz, according to Revolver.News, by striking more ships, and they promised special privileges to China. What a mess. Trump threatened to destroy Iran's bridges and energy infrastructure. I guess that's again he has threatened that, if no deal is reached. You know, he threatened it, and then he relented at the last minute. And by the way, President Trump has also cut off trade with Spain, calling Madrid, which is the capital of Spain, a terrible country partner. And by the way, breaking news, according to Revolver.News, 95% of so-called asylum cases are ending now in denial. Very nice. I wonder what the percentage was back before Trump. I wonder if it was pretty high, actually, as well. I don't know. They call it a dog and pony show over there at Revolver News, looking out for America. Sweet. And by the way, it drove home prices up 30%, I guess. Oh, the immigration surge had driven home prices, according to the Federal Reserve, they're saying. They quietly acknowledged that the massive influx of illegal aliens under the Biden administration dramatically increased housing demand and pushed prices up 30%, devastating affordability for citizens. President Trump has rightly blocked taxpayer-funded mortgages and assistance for illegals. And that's according to Morse Report, M-O-R-S-E Report, on X. Very cool. Cool that Trump is doing something about it. By the way, there is some tourism, I heard, in Walmart. People visiting for the World Cup, they're all, they're hitting the major attractions. The Statue of Liberty, Hollywood sign, that iconic thing over there. And Walmart, big box retailer, is planning to do VIP tours or offer VIP tours, very important person tours that will let guests explore the oversized products, iconic snack aisles, and uniquely American finds. Isn't that special? It seems like they're a little late for planning that. But anyway, reflecting pool is getting drained again. Crews began draining the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool Sunday. I guess it's already been drained. The second time in 3 months, according to the Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum. Nice guy, I think, maybe. He said they're draining the pool as planned after the 4th of July Independence Day fireworks show because the water contains some firework debris. The move comes after weeks of problems. You know, they had algae blooms because it was like hot and humid, I guess. I don't know. Green-hued water. I like green. I like green. Green's a nice color, even for water. And peeling blue material. And allegations of vandalism. Somebody was even arrested, right? And charged, like a former Olympian, something like that. I don't know. They have plagued the landmark. And Iran, following an exchange of strikes overnight, President Trump said he believes the memorandum of understanding with Iran is over. The MOU, Iran launched attacks on U.S. military targets across Bahrain and Kuwait. In response to a wave of strikes, the U.S. had initiated as punishment for attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, according to an American official. The U.S. also reimposed sanctions on Iranian oil sales. I'll tell you more. Coming in New York City high rise, Grand Platner, scrambling. But I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
It's why history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be what history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. And happy White History Month. July is White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, do you love America? Do you love America? And how do you know? Do you love America? America, sweet, sweet America. You know, God does shine his grace on thee. And crown that good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Do you love America? And how do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just, because we're on different time zones around the world, but you really want to see or listen to the show as it is happening, you can do it on your phone. You can podcast and still move about listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Happy White History Month. 9 years of appreciating the greatest country on this side of heaven. And it is a spiritual battle. I want all people to know, do what you want with this information, really. You can throw it out the window. You can pay attention and overcome whatever. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Akbarism, Debbie Dadism, anti-Semitism, or white supremacism. No isms. And your battle, my battle, no one's battle is physical. It is spiritual all the way. Life itself is spiritual and not physical. It's not physical. It's spiritual. And the sooner you see that, the sooner you will become free. But as long as you're in the dark and can't see that because you don't want to see it, because if you wanted to see it, you will see it. As soon as you see that you, your life, is not physical but spiritual, everything will start to change. you have finally, it's happened to me right in front of your face. Finally, you will have a life. But as long as you think it's physical, some of you even think it's physical and spiritual. Can you be in a dominant than that? How can it be both? God is not divided. And God is everywhere in all things. Life is in everything and is not divided. And so for those men and women who want to wake up, overcome themselves, you can. But you got to look at you. The kingdom of heaven is within. And the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, all the time. A friend of mine told me that his church taught him that the kingdom is coming later. He said that it's coming. So they're getting ready for the kingdom to come. Another kingdom, I guess. But Christ said the kingdom is already at hand. It's right here, right now. It's finished and done. And all you need to do is enter into that kingdom. But Christ, how can I enter into a kingdom? I can't go back in my mama's womb. How can I enter into the kingdom of heaven? Pick up your cross and follow me, said Christ. Meaning, pick up your ego. Let me take it over and destroy it. And to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nobody else or nothing else. And love your enemy. And when you do that, you are in the kingdom. And that is so true. I'm black and slow. And I'm telling you that that's true. The moment you forgive and love God first over everyone or everything, and then love your enemy, don't hate anyone for any reason at any time. Don't get mad and resentful and judgmental at any time. You are in the kingdom. Right here, right now, on earth. And you will have nothing else to do with the world. You'll be done with the world. That doesn't mean you won't go out and play with people. It doesn't mean you won't be dating and doing what you're doing. But you won't be of the world. You'll be done with the world. You will neither be for or against the world. Isn't that amazing? To live a life without being for or against anyone or anything. You got to disappear. As long as there's a you, you're never going to know God. You're going to always be one with Satan and call him God. You got to disappear. Because you is a phony you anyway. It's not even real. It's just an illusion. You think is you. You really think. And people are like, I can't see that it's not me. What do you mean you're not me? How can I see, Jesse, that it's not me? You're not observing. You're not aware. There's really no you. And you can test it and prove it. And you can say, Jesse, you were right. Or you can say, Jesse, you were wrong. But you're going to say, Jesse, I'm right if you do it. Jesse, you're right if you do it. Never listen to another thought. A psychological, emotional thought. Never listen to it again and see what happens. Just see what happens. It's going to blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? It's going to blow your mind. There's literally no you. Think about the thoughts that come when you first wake up in the morning. They come and they tell you stupid stuff. You're not even, and you don't want to think that, especially that early in the morning. But they're already taking you over. And you think it's you thinking those things. Now you're afraid. It's spiritual. It's not physical. And Christ came with that message. Love God and love your brother. Love your enemy. And you'll be fine. That's all it takes. Salvation is of the heart. Salvation is not of the cross, meaning that, oh, Christ died on the cross, and I believe it. He born again, and now I'm saved. That's a, not it. Christ never told you that. He said, forgive, and I will forgive you and make you free. Talk about black fatigue. News 12 is reporting. Surveillance video shows a violent fight outside of a Bedford Park deli. And we told you about this story, where a 42-year-old man was chased and stabbed multiple... Oh, no, this is a different story. My bad. A 42-year-old man was stabbed multiple times. Witness says the attack started after someone shouted a slur, a racial slur. Watch this from News 12.
A group of people start fighting outside a deli on Via Avenue in Bedford Park. A witness says someone shouted a racial slur, which prompted two men to chase a 42-year-old man. When he fell, they stabbed him repeatedly in the leg and stomach.
It's just getting ridiculous now. Now all we want to do is shoot and kill and fight each other. And we're a community. We don't need to do that.
Bloodstained tissues and a shirt mark where it happened, while police block off the area to search for clues. Minutes later, cops are carrying tactical gear as they go into the apartment building next door. After that, two men are walked out in handcuffs, and police confirm they have two people of interest in custody. From the surveillance video, it looks like the same guys.
We spoke with a witness on scene who says she's not surprised that these two men were seen taken out in handcuffs, as they're always causing trouble in the neighborhood.
He's a troublemaker, those guys.
Both of them are troublemakers.
Both of them are troublemakers.
Why do you say that?
Because it's not the first time.
They cause trouble in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And how does it make you feel seeing this unfold in the morning?
I cried.
You cried?
Yeah, I cried.
When she's crying, she's lying. And by the way, I forgot, this is Manhood Hour. Thank you, Anchor Baby. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I told a random girl to hug my boyfriend to see his reaction.
Hi! Remember me from 2 days ago from the party?
From my number. I don't know her. Big mashed potato.
Oh, hi! Remember me?
On God, I do not know who she is.
It's like...
Oh,
it's so good to see you laugh.
I don't know who that is. I've never seen her in my life.
God, I have never seen her before in my life.
You don't remember?
What betas?
Beta
they read at the woman out of fear. It's interesting how afraid men are of women. It's my blood. It's because they're afraid of their mothers, and the woman is their god because they resent the mother, so they have fear of their gods. It's sad too because God and Christ, Christ and man and woman. It's the man's job to be the light of the world. And it's interesting, too, how it's only getting worse generation after generation, and it cannot and will not get better until the man forgive his mother and forgive his father, and God will change that. He will take away the fear, and he's going to treat everybody the same with perfect love. You won't have any other God but God. The Anchor Baby put that video together. It's funny. The girls, according to a report, if I remember correctly, the girls told these other females, when I'm with my boyfriend, go up and hug him and pretend that you know him. I want to see his reaction. Eve is testing Adam. It's testing Adam. If the man has said, yeah, baby, help me, the woman would have had a fit, and she would not have admitted she set it up. And then the man would have to spend the rest of his life. The man would have to spend the rest of his life. He wouldn't have to, but he would prove that he wouldn't. He wasn't going to do anything. You see what, Frisnet?
When you were saying that, that these guys are, why are they looking at their girls afraid?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, well, yeah, maybe a little bit, but also it's a random stranger, Jesse. Like, it just, I rationalized it. After watching it again, though,
yeah,
it hit me. Why are they looking at the girl first? Why not just respond to the stranger? Hey, right. Stranger.
That's deep. That's deep.
It hit me. I was like, wow, it's actually true. It's totally true what you're saying.
They're afraid of mama. Every man marry his mama because he didn't get away from the spirit of the mother. And he attracted to what he hates. What a mess. Let me show you one other video, then I get to some calls here. We mentioned this story before, not that first one. Just think about that first story where they says that the video shows violent fight outside of a Bedford Park deli where this guy was stabbed and killed. Where he was stabbed multiple times because of and not necessarily killed, but he was stabbed, they say, because he used a racial slur. Just think about this. Somebody, if this is true or not, let's say the man did use the nigger rah-rah word or whatever word. What is it about you that would make you so angry that you would attack over a word that your enemy is using against you? What is it about? It's not the person that used the word, but it's you being affected by a word. You know you two connection to the earth. You're of the world. You're any of it and about it. You're going to get that mad at someone if he did it, using a slur word, and you're going to attack and stab him, according to the report. Not necessarily killed him, but I stabbed him. I don't know if he's dead or not. Isn't that amazing? You got to be in the world, but not of the world. And you can if you die from this illusion with your connection to the world. It's all ego. It's not even real. One last quick thing for now. We told you about this story. This is from Newsmax TV. White guy, appeared to be white, was coming home one night from a bar after watching a game or something with some friends, and he was walking home, and according to the story, two black guys tried to take his cell phone. They attacked him, according to the story. And they tried to take his cell phone, and he fought, trying to get it back. They threw it under a car near his home, and they shot the white guy. Two black guys, according to the story, shot this white guy. Two black guys shot the white guy. And for a while, they were on the run. And then the police caught one. And now they, according to Newsmax TV, two 16-year-old suspects are now in custody, following a month-long multi-state manhunt and the murder of a 22-year-old Penn State senior, Billy Smith, who was fatally shot in South Philadelphia after chasing the thieves who stole his cell phone. Watch it from Newsmax TV.
It's an update to a tragic story we first brought you in June. A Penn State senior, just months away from graduation, shot dead after chasing the thieves who stole his phone.
Yeah, over the 4th of July holiday, though, there was a major break in the case. The suspected shooters are now in custody. Both are just 16 years old.
Charla, not only are both suspects just 16 years old, but now we're learning that the mother and stepfather of one of the juveniles allegedly helped him flee the state to avoid arrest. The victim, Billy Schmidt, was 22 years old, only months away from his diploma when he was brutally murdered last month in South Philadelphia while walking home after watching the NBA Finals with his buddies. From there, the manhunt was on to bring in his killers. At the beginning of July, the U.S. Marshals put up a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrests of Kasim Smith and Azubair out in Fleming. Within a day of that reward going up, the Marshals tracked down one of the alleged shooters out in Fleming. Authorities say he was hiding out at a relative's house in Colorado Springs. And that 16-year-old's mother and stepfather are now under arrest, too. The stepfather is right there on your screen, charged with hindering apprehension after allegedly helping their son get out of town knowing that the police were after him. Kasim Smith, the other 16-year-old suspect and alleged trigger man, surrendered to the Philadelphia police after his accused accomplice was arrested out of state, bringing the month-long manhunt to a close.
Amazing, huh? White people just want to have a first-class life. That's all they want. They want beautiful, nice neighborhoods, very nice homes. They want to be able to travel, and when they travel, they want to ride first class in, on the airplane, on the train. They educate their children so they can continue this white lifestyle. That's all they want. They don't want some black person or black people hanging out to kill them, to rob them, to come into their neighborhood and destroy. Leave, they want you to leave them alone, and they will leave you alone. This boy was about to, graduate, they say? 22-year-old Penn State senior. Yeah, Billy. Think about that. You spent all that money and time making sure your son get an education, and some black person waiting to rob him. For a cell phone, and then, according to a report, kill him. Kill him. Kill him. And all the white people just... They built America. They're just trying to continue to have an amazing life. The what they call amazing. Working hard, going to quote unquote best schools, educating their children. And they gotta be concerned now, even more so, more than ever. There's some black people waiting out to kill them, rob them. Even if they don't kill them, in some case, rob them. What's wrong with the blacks that they gotta act, and not all blacks, not all. But why they got to be, what's wrong? They did this and does the same thing in South Africa to the whites. Even after the white people gave up the city, went out to the farmland, the blacks go out there and rob and kill and rape. Hake has reminded me of the Sikh family who helped their son slash brother who in the Henry Novak case. I don't remember the case. Do you know?
Yeah, the one in the UK where the Sikh guy with the turban used the religious knife to stab him.
And he was accused of stabbing him because of the Sikh can carry knives around in the UK, but nobody else can carry a weapon.
Right. And that guy, his family, his own mother tried to help him hide the knife, and she was in trouble as well. And they were crying racial abuse.
What a mess.
And the cops didn't really care for Henry at that time.
I don't know any government in the white countries where the white government are now protecting white people in their own country. I'm being told that the grandmother said that the mother did what any mother would do. What the? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. White people, I told you once, I told you twice, you're under genocide right now. You're under genocide. Are you just going to let it get worse or what? Stephanie, Stephanie is a first-time call out of North Carolina. Stephanie, you are on the air.
Well, hi, Jesse.
Hey, Stephanie. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
How come that's funny?
I guess as a white person, I've never celebrated it.
I noticed that wherever I am and I mention it or I have on a White Houston t-shirt or something, white people seem to be, they tend to be uncomfortable with that. Even the idea of having a White History Month. They have every other month around in this country. And so why does it feel uncomfortable for white people to have their month?
Because it's not normal.
What's not normal?
Having a month for just white people.
Is it normal having a month for other people?
I don't feel like it should be. I feel like I'm of the mindset that when we started school in the 80s, early 80s, you know, that was after the integration, and, you know, we weren't put fear into each other as black and white people. We just didn't have that division that right. There is now.
Yeah. And so, since...
I'm not apologizing, Jennifer, just to let her know. I'm not apologizing for anything. I'm not an apologist. I am a constitutionalist and a believer in Christ.
Did you know that now that you know, do you agree with me that it was white men who founded and created the greatest country with the help of God on the planet? And everybody and their mama want to be here. Do you agree that it was founded and created by white men?
I do believe that.
And so, since it's your country, which means it's your home, and why, and these other people have been allowed to come here, and they all celebrate, and even though they've done nothing good for the country, they have every kind of other month, black month, mama month, divorce month, cancer month, gay month, Mexican month, Japanese month, everything. Why not have a white month to remind the people that it was white people who founded this country? We let y'all in here, and you're showing a lack of appreciation. Why not have a month?
I don't mind if anybody wants to celebrate a month. As again, I said, I'm not an apologist.
Right.
I believe in you know, just staying with your normal. If you're not used to being around somebody that's not of your skin tone, don't go around those people.
That's
if
right.
you are,
yep.
then be with your own. You know, I feel like there's a lot of debate going on right now as far as generational, as far as, and I've heard your story of origin and when you went through Jim Crow. And I've really, until I started coming on YouTube, and that was just recently, did I realize that by the color of my skin was I really not very well liked, and I've just sat and observed.
That's right.
And so,
what a mess.
So yeah, it's been a mess. I didn't understand that that I was so hateful inherently, ancestrally. I guess I didn't realize the impact it had on people that today scream victim mentality. While I went to school with people, I guarantee you, we could all have a get-together. We could all have our graduation or our reunion and still get along.
Yeah. Do you agree with me that integration was one of the worst mistakes that was ever made in America? They never should have had forced integration.
I can believe that from your standpoint, but I'm not, I don't know that for sure. I do think that you were right about the hustlers coming through and the Democratic Party, and I feel like, if they were doing so well, why were they telling you that you couldn't
we
just do
well?
We
have a counseling service.
Oh, hold on, Stephanie, hold on.
Thanks to God.
I know you call about the biblical question. Hold on, let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races.
I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The guy with the good hair, he's white. Lord, I pray he doesn't lose that hair, huh? He would have to go down to Mexico and get an implant. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby on fire at 11, from 11 to 1. You don't want to miss it. And then today is Wednesday. At 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode of Punchin' TV, live episode with Bill at 2 p.m. every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Bill. At 2 p.m., you can call in, you can super chat him. And he's ready. He's on fire at 2 p.m. Pacific time. I want to go back to Stephanie, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. Stephanie, so do you disagree or agree with me that forced integration was bad and it was the worst, one of the worst things that ever happened to America? And all it has ever done was to divide us even more so and not brought us together.
Yes, I agree.
Because you can't make nobody love you. You got to love freely.
Exactly.
What a mess, Stephanie. What happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse. I listened to your show last night, and it resonated real hard with me. So I just wanted to call up and speak today. So, thank you.
Did you want to? You still want to respond to the biblical question?
I do.
Do you love America? How do you know?
I do love America. I married a Marine, and I mean, I had love for America to begin with, but it only grows with each year, and then watching the Europeans come over and celebrating it and watching all the people that want to come to America and stay. Like, I'm just proud. Like I said, I'm a constitutionalist. I did go to school to be a paralegal, and I really got involved in just loving the fact of our freedoms. I mean, what we were granted so long ago. I bought a shirt not terribly long ago. It says, we need to reread the Constitution, not rewrite it.
Yep. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my little two cents out on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and help us get the word out that July is white history month. July just feels white.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Let me go to first time caller, Corey, out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Corey, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Corey.
Yo. Hey, man, Jesse, I'll tell you what. I am a longtime fan of your show. As a matter of fact, I'd served in the Air Force for 20 years. And, you know, those 20 years, I thought that I was, you know, I'd believed myself to be a Christian. And I thought I was doing all the right things, you know. And I'll tell you what, after retirement, about a year after my retirement, my eyes finally started to open. I realized, man, I have been living wrong for so long.
Amazing.
And I actually came across your show, and you actually helped open my eyes on so many things. And I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart that it's really thanks to you and some of the things that you explained. One, forgiving your mom, you know, those kind of things, removing the anger, those kind of things. I just didn't realize I'd held on to so many of these things.
Yeah.
Within my being for so long, and although I thought I was operating as a good Christian, you know, still, you know, falling seven times daily here and there, but getting back up, I just didn't see. And I just wanted to say, you know, I guess open just with a huge thank you. Your show did a lot for me.
Stay with it. It only gets better. It gets clearer and clearer and clearer. Just stay with it.
Yes, sir.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
I did. I told her, and then she replied back, "Forgive me for what?" and I told her I love her, you know, and now we talk. And then I also forgive my dad as well. He was, you know, I had a kind of a tough childhood. You know, he liked to drink. Those kind of things, hooting and hollering and all that. But I forgave my mother first, and that opened the door for me to have a relationship with her. And then I forgave my dad, and now, you know, I go over there and help him out with different things every now and then. But that was the door that I opened that led to so much, that led to so much truth. And I just cannot understand. I can't overstate how important that is. And I repeat that to everybody that I talk to. It's just so important. And I thank you for that.
You walk with Christ. Thank even you. Said, if you want to enter into the kingdom, you must forgive. Go and forgive. I will forgive you. That's when the door opens and you walk in.
Well, you know, Jesse, with that, one of the things that I've...
Oh, he dropped. What the? Amazing. Let me go to John. His phone dropped for whatever reason. Let me go to John out of Michigan. John, you are on the air.
Great morning, Jesse.
Hey,
how
John.
Are you?
All is well, John. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. God
Thank
bless,
you.
My friend.
Right on.
So I have a question. I keep hearing you say, you know, forgive your mother, your father. And I really didn't think about that. I was really calling regarding why women they want to get married, but they don't want to be wives and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, it's kind of tough dating because, you know, they're just not, I don't know. I guess I look for... modesty and, you know, like the old times where women were actually women and not, you know, combative and this extra stuff. That makes sense.
Right. And your question is what?
My question is how, like, am I conflating anything about, like, mother and dating or...
you are looking for that because you resent your mother. You're looking for another God. And when you get one, you're not going to be able to handle her because you have not forgiven your mother. You're not supposed, it's abnormal. It is purely and truly abnormal to want for anything, to look for anything. You are only supposed to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy, and everything will be added unto you. But I promise you, as long as you're looking for, are you on a speakerphone or something?
Yeah, is it breaking up? Let me take it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What? As long...
My bad.
As long as you're looking for something, you're going to always find the wrong thing, and you're going to always make it, whether it's a person, place, or thing, you're going to always make it your God.
Okay, but let me give you a little pushback on that. How do you say I resent my mother or I have issues with her or any of that? How does that apply?
Have you forgiven her?
I mean, for what? I have a really good relationship with my parents, so
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't know what to forgive her for. I mean, I don't. That's my answer.
So the question is, have you forgiven her?
I mean, I guess yes, but I haven't. We never talked about it, so I don't know what forgiving would need.
But then, if you don't know what forgiving it would be for, or whatever you're saying, why you say yes, you have forgiven her?
Well, I mean, there's no harm done on her part.
She did nothing wrong?
I don't see. I mean, listen, the only thing is she does call a lot, but that's not a thing. That's not a big deal to me, you know.
Why is she calling you a lot? You're a grown man on your own. Why is your mother calling you a lot? She's not your woman.
Because I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest of four, so I'm the
Are you
considered...
adult?
Absolutely.
And you're considered what?
I'm considered a man.
But why is your mama calling a grown man instead of calling her husband, she's calling you? Why is that?
She lives with her husband.
But why is she calling you every day then?
Well, I guess she feels comfortable talking to me, and maybe...
Why?
Why? That's because I guess she can vent. I don't know. I don't really listen to it, to be honest with you. I get missed calls a lot because I work, so I just listen to it later. But she does call, so I don't know.
What would happen if you told her to stop calling you all the time?
Well, she has dementia, early stage now, so I don't even know if that would do anything.
What would happen if you told her to stop calling all the time?
She would call again. That's what she would do. Even if I told her to stop, she'd come back and do it again. But that's not what I'm talking about, Jesse.
Your mother was perfect. She made no mistake with you while raising you.
No. So my brother, she was a little loose with him. Like she let him go to the zoo and all this stuff. But with me, because of her mistakes with him, I was like sheltered.
And was that good or bad that she did that?
Well, I guess it was bad, but
why do you say it was bad?
Well, if I was like, to be honest, I kind of missed out on the young, you know, being young and going like to the zoo and, you know, outside and all this type of stuff. Because every time I went outside, I got hurt.
Why have you forgiven her for doing that to you? Because that was evil. That wasn't good.
Well, we're Chaldeans, so she's, you know, it's different in the culture.
What's a Chaldean?
Chaldean, it's like, you know, Aramaic, speaking Aramaic, so it's like the Middle Eastern, but Chaldean is the heritage.
Is that a religion or so? What do you mean?
It's a cult, yeah. Religion is Catholic, but... that's like a heritage.
And so you guys, you're taught not to forgive?
I don't think we're taught not to forgive. I just think
so
that...
then why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Because those don't bother me. You know, those are years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. They're with me because you're talking about it, but that doesn't bother me. I don't think about it and say, oh, I didn't go to the zoo till I was 25. I don't care about that. You know?
You're not thinking about the zoo, but you're being affected because she sheltered you like that, and it weakened you.
Okay, so then how do I overcome it? And then let's go back to the female part, if you don't mind.
By forgiving her, mother, you spoil me or you protected me, you smothered me, you stunted my life. I realize now you can help yourself. But don't do this, John, unless you see for yourself that you need to forgive. Do not do it just because I said it. But what I do, and then don't ask for forgiveness, but you forgive her, and God will forgive you, and you will know, you would deal with women perfectly because you would not make them your God. You would not have any expectation from them at all, and you would treat them all the same. And you would not even look for one. You would only look for what is right. And if it's meant for you to have one, it'll be put into your life by the light, and it would be perfect. You wouldn't even have to work at it because you're not supposed to work on any relationship at all. And it will work naturally for you.
Okay, so let me ask something. On the previous call, one of the callers, you said, "Are you? Do you hate your enemy or something like that?" And I don't know if it correlates with it, but I don't like my enemies. I don't like people I had confrontation with. So, can that play a factor?
100% because
with anger?
Because absolutely, because you hate your enemy, you hate God, and you're made evil.
No, I love God.
No, you don't. How God said to love your enemy. You're not. How can you love God and hate your enemy?
No, I want them to be successful. I don't. If I see them, I get a lot of, you know, I suppress it because I don't want to deal with that. But
how
I'm
can
just,
you?
Like,
you're not suppressing it. You're denying it, and it's keeping you in hell. How can you love God and hate your enemy?
Love God and hate your enemies. I look at it in two different ways. I look at my enemies as they're like vipers and, you know, snakes. But when I look at God, I look at him as the purity and love and peace. So I don't miss a Sunday of church. So I go every Sunday. But that's the way I look at it. Does that answer your question?
Right. But you don't even know God at all. You just know about him. You know what you read about him. But you don't know him, because if you knew him, you would love him first with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you would love your enemy, because that doesn't mean you will hang out with them and all that kind of stuff, but you will understand why they're your enemy, and you wouldn't judge them.
And that's judging them?
Yes.
Even that I think about it, even though it only comes up once every 5 years when I see them.
It can come up once every 1,000 years. You're still judging them. And because you're judging them, Satan is your God, not the true God. The false God is your God.
So to know God, how do I go about that?
You have to see that you are angry and you're judging, and you got to go and forgive. And I promise you, it starts with your mother, and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. God will forgive you, and he will change your heart. And you will, without your effort, because we don't have love to love anybody with. Love comes from above.
Well, okay, so you're saying your father, how does that apply? He was working 16-hour days, so how does that apply?
Because he didn't protect you from your mother. And he was working, he was doing what he was supposed to do, but he worked so much hours because he couldn't handle your mother either, so he stayed at work.
Oh, they would fight all the time. He didn't. They love each other, but, you know.
They don't love each other. Two devils got married, and they hate one another. That's why they married. That's why they fight.
So then how are they still married at 47 years, Jesse?
In misery.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's a facade when they show what they show?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, interesting. I didn't know that. I thought, you know, 47 years, they're always happy. Well, they seem to be happy.
They're not. And, they have 47 years of total misery, but they have they love their misery, so they call that love.
Oh, wow. So that's interesting. That, you know, that's what I always was looking at. I was looking at, you know, they're 47 years. That's amazing. I would love that with someone, like with a woman. And, but yeah, just if you're saying it's misery, I didn't look at it like that. I really didn't. I'm like they're married. Yeah, she calls me a lot, but I didn't look at it that way.
That's why she's calling you, because she's put you in the place of her husband. She hates her husband, so she made you her husband. And just like your father, you're too weak to correct her because you don't have love.
And in order to get love, I gotta pray about it and forgive.
You gotta see that you don't have love. Your heart is angry, and anyone with anger is wicked. They don't have love, and you gotta see that it's wrong to be angry, to be judging, to play God. Go and forgive, then God will forgive you, and He will change your heart, and your whole life will change immediately.
Wow. And that takes time, right? That's going to take at least, you know, a few years to get to that point, right?
Why would you ask that question? Why not have a wait and see?
Well, for one thing, they're older. And for another thing...
What takes time?
Take time to overcome the anger.
No, it doesn't. It takes a minute when you admit that you are angry and forgive. Right away, the anger is gone.
Okay, so if you were going to say you're going to read your Bible, where would you tell me to start? Because I usually read the New Testament. Is that, you know, to know God, to forgive, wouldn't it, like, go to the Bible or no?
How about know yourself? Pay attention to what's going on inside of you. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything, the past, the future, the whatever. And you're not your thoughts and emotions. See what's going on in you, and the truth is in your heart. You can read the Bible if you like, but the truth is already inside of you. You're just
I've never seen it like that. I just, you know, I always look at it as if you've done wrong, and that, I love Trump. So when he said in one of his speeches, I don't like my enemies, I'm looking at him like, you're so right. I can't like my enemies either. It's like they did you so bad and petty. How are you going to like somebody like that? It's like, you know, I want them to do well. I don't wish bad upon them.
You do. You don't want them to do well, and you do. That's why you hate them.
Really?
You have no love. You can't wish them well because you have no love.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know. My dad always tells me, you got a big heart, but you also got a big mouth.
You just like your mama.
Really?
Yeah, you're airy, bitter, your mama. You have become like what you hate. And then if you don't overcome this by forgiving, every woman you get involved with will be mama, and you'll find yourself standing at work all day and night trying to avoid her, and your kids will suffer.
Wow. And you can change at any time. I'm 39, so...
You can change right now if you admit you need to forgive and go and forgive. You can change right away. At the blinking of an eye.
If she has dementia, which is the early stage, how can you forget? How can she understand the forgiveness?
She doesn't need to understand. You need to understand that you are forgiving her, and God will forgive you. If she understands it, fine. If she doesn't, fine. That's on her.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know I'm mad at her. I was like, what are you talking? Like, well, I've been hearing you for a long time, and I love, you know, I have a lot of love for you. So I was like, you know what? I never understand when somebody calls you and they're like, you always tell them you're mad at your mom, you're mad at your, you know, she's this and that. Yeah. And I'm like, I have a great relationship with her. How? That makes no sense to me. So that's what I was like.
I got it. Go and forgive and let me know how it goes.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. I got to run. I'll be back in a minute. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in this here world. A New York City high-rise has partially collapsed, I guess, and that's caused a threat, right, of a fuller collapse, I suppose, of a former office building being converted to apartments. Many challenges in New York City that's facing ongoing efforts to supposedly to ease a so-called housing shortage. If they allow deportations, maybe we won't have such a housing shortage. Maybe. The former Pfizer building in Midtown Manhattan was undergoing renovations Tuesday when structural columns buckled, prompting evacuations. Office to apartment conversions in New York City have surged since the scamdemic. They call it a pandemic. But the extensive retrofitting can often complicate such projects. You know, because offices, as Bill, the engineer and host of Punchy TV, has noted in weeks past and months past, that offices aren't really meant to be apartments. So it takes extensive retrofitting. ICE shooting in Houston, deadly one. An ICE officer shot and killed a Mexican national, illegal alien, when he attempted to evade arrest, this Mexican national male, apparently, in Houston on Tuesday, per the agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In a statement to Comedy Nonsense Network CNN, an ICE spokesman said agents tried to conduct a traffic stop and arrest the man, who was living in the United States without legal permission. He was here illegally. The agency claims the man refused to follow verbal commands and rammed into one of its vehicles. And this sounds like it might be true, all right? It's not like one of those Christy Noem claims that are suspicious. Anyway, the incident is the second ICE-involved shooting in less than a week, actually. Man, these people, these illegals, prompting, and their supporters, prompting shootings, apparently. And the French have long spurned air conditioning units. Too ugly, too noisy, too American. But scorching temperatures are quickly changing attitudes about AC. Nice. Congratulations and welcome to the 21st century, Frenchmen and gals. Anyway, far-left AP news that says that the Danish prime minister, a woman, says that her country is, quote, ready to defend, unquote, Greenland, as Trump, or Greenland, if you prefer, as Trump demands control. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Mette, M-E-T-T-E, Frederiksen, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-K-S-E-N, said Wednesday her country is ready to defend every inch of NATO, including our own territory. She talks all big. After President Trump again insisted the United States should control Greenland, a semi-autonomous Danish territory. Should we take Denmark too, the 53rd state? Might that be nice? I don't know. World leaders are at a NATO summit in Turkey, meant to show a strength of unity. But Trump's renewed interest in Greenland could put that at risk and the entire future of NATO, says AP. The organization is not designed to deal with threats from within. It is normally focusing on outside threats such as that posed by Russia, 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 Russia. A new poll shows deep divides among U.S. Jews over Israel and Gaza. And I told you about the AP NORC poll yesterday, as well as on the Hake Report during Hake News and on the Hake Report with a caller of mine. 7 in 10 Jewish adults overall identify as Jewish when asked about their religious affiliation. I guess this is in America. The rest, about 3 in 10 Jewish adults, say they're atheists, agnostics, or no particular religious affiliation, but they're still Jewish in other ways. They identify that way. Among Jews with a religious affiliation, They're not. They're divided too. Half say Israel's ongoing military operations in Gaza are justified. One quarter believe Israel's committed a genocide against the Palestinians in Gaza. And so-called human rights organizations have also claimed that. But, and other mess. I'll tell you about the other stuff maybe on the Hake Report. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
It's white history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's white history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Are we back?
Yep.
Oh, Lord. How long?
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy White History Month. July is White History Month. We're celebrating 9 years right now. You can help spread the word, and I want to hear from you about your white heroes. Amazing, huh? You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE, 888-7753-773. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we're going to get to your Super Chats, too. To donate or have your Super Chats read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And my biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? Amazing, huh? We have every way that, we said that. To donate and have your comments, I want to tell you this. You can podcast the show if you can't. Sit and listen, you got to move around, go somewhere or whatever, wherever. You can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the last hour of the show on Wednesday. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I told a random girl to hug my boyfriend to see his reaction.
Hi! Remember me from 2 days ago from the party?
Promise
my number.
I don't know her. Big mashed potato.
Oh, hi! Remember me?
On God, I do not know who she is.
It's
Bert!
So good to see you last.
I don't know who that is. I've never seen her in my life.
God, I've never seen her before in my life.
Oh my God.
What betas? They look right at their woman out of fear. Man, amazing. Absolutely amazing. A spiritual battle. All who are born of the woman must be born of the Father, the Spirit, to overcome evil, fear. I want to go back to the busy phones here, and then we're going to get to some super chats and all that. I want to go, Corey called back from Georgia. I believe his phone dropped. Corey.
Yeah.
Okay, you're back on.
Outstanding. I apologize for that. My phone died, so I was able to get it charged, and we're back in business now. But
yes, sir.
Jesse, really, I had a really, I just had a question in reference to the great white hope.
Hope. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I truly believe he is the greatest president we have ever had in the history of our nation. Especially during this generation, you know, he is exactly what we needed. And it blows my mind to think that anyone else, if you're looking at the state, if you're paying taxes, how you would vote any other way, other than it blows my mind. But, that's neither here nor there. The question I had is, my wife and I, we're both believers and, when I talk to my wife about you know, our president, and I try to explain to her how what he is doing is so necessary, and she's got a chip on her shoulder. There's certain things about his dynamo personality that she just doesn't like, and those kind of things. She's coming around. But one thing we just can't, we're at an impasse, and it's actually a good point she brought up. So back in April, I don't know if you remember, Donald Trump had actually posted an AI-generated image on Truth Social, which depicted him as a Jesus-like figure, where he's wearing white robes and healing a sick man with a glowing hand. Don't get me wrong, I thought it was kind of funny, but at the same time, as a believer, I did feel that was a toe off, and the reason for that is, it says in Exodus, you shall have no other gods before me, you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in the heaven above. So Trump posted that meme, that really rubbed my wife the wrong way. She got incredibly upset about that, and now she just doesn't want to have anything to do with him, even though he's doing all this good work. So my question is this. I love Donald Trump as a president. I almost feel, what he's doing is almost divine, in terms of healing our country, fixing what was wrong. But it does sit, that meme right there, it doesn't sit well with me. You know, I know nobody's perfect, but that meme kind of struck a chord with me. I still love Donald Trump. I think he's the greatest president. But I just want to know, how do you feel about that meme that he posted, if you're aware of what I'm talking about?
I am aware. But first, let me ask, what does it mean, toe to toe off?
A toe off. It just means off, it I means mean. it doesn't sit well with me. I feel like it goes against the Bible, really.
And you say you and your wife are a believer. What is a believer?
Well, we believe in God, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
If that's true, if your wife and you truly believe in God, how is it that it's even possible for your wife to be so angry at Trump that she turned off if she believed in God?
That's fair.
No, that was a question.
That's fair.
That's a question.
That was my answer. That's you're right. It's impossible. It is impossible.
So
but
why do you
time,
call her a believer then?
Well,
your wife hates men. She hates her father, and she hates you.
Yeah, yeah. I would say we were two demons that got married because we love what we hated. But over time, we've grown closer in the. Only through God.
No, two demons drawing closer. Your wife is not drawing closer to you.
Sure.
Why are you saying that is not true?
Okay.
Why are you saying that it is not true?
Well, I guess I could say my wife and I lived in sin for. We still do, of course. We're not perfect, but we got married for the wrong reasons. We love what we hate, those kind of things. And then
and
over
so
time,
why are you saying that she believes she's a believer? She may be a believer, but that doesn't mean she knows God. A believer about God is not a sign of knowing God, because you just true. Have thoughts and ideas about God. You're never going to know God until you stop thinking about him.
Hmm.
Your wife is a hateful heifer.
Yeah.
And why don't you be honest with her about that? She's judging Trump because she hates the masculinity in Trump.
That's fair. I can see. You get me to think here. I thought I had some of the answers, but that's fair. Can you say that one more time? I really just want to download this in my head, because I'm going to talk to her later on today about this. It hasn't been sitting right with me. The key point here is she feels that it was blasphemy that he posted that.
She doesn't it blasphemy that she hate him and pretending to know God.
Okay.
That blasphemy.
Fair enough. So I guess, Jesse, noted on all fronts. My question
do with the picture thing. So you saw Trump face on a car, dressed like what they say Jesus dressed like in a movie, and it affected you?
To me, it gave me the impression that he was trying to depict himself as a divine being.
And where did that impression from?
Well, he's wearing a white robe with the red tassel around it, and he's touching a man who's he's touching a sick person who's lying down, and his hand is radiating with light as if he's healing the sick person.
And where did you get that impression from, though? Did it come from Trump or from you?
I mean, when you look at some of the old Bibles, they have pictures, right?
Right.
But those came from you.
You have the image of those pictures in your mind, and the devil told you, look at Trump trying to be like Jesus or God.
Right.
But let me ask. Trump didn't say he was God. That was a picture of Trump, not even of God. Why would you say it was God?
Well, that's where my mind led me to believe, right?
Have you heard me say all thoughts are all lies all the time?
That is correct.
Why did you believe the thoughts then?
Well, you're right.
That was a question.
My mind interpreted is not what he says.
Right.
You know,
the devil did that in your mind, and then it makes you feel something because you judged him. He playing God.
Well, the picture is highly suggestive in the sense of our understanding of the divine, of the one true God. And when you look at that picture, you can't help but think Trump's trying to depict himself as God.
But the picture that you have of God is just another image, and you don't know if that's God or not. It's just a picture of God, what you think is God.
Sure.
Don't make any grave images. So whomever put the picture in the Bible, wherever you saw it, of God, they were doing wrong as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we saw that with Moses' brother, right? When he would, the golden calf and those kind of things where they were trying to depict God, right? And Moses was like, what are you doing? But I guess, Jesse, my question then, I'll just make it simple then. I get what you're saying. I understand it to a point. I'll meditate on it. But what do you make of that?
I just saw it was Trump style. Trump is very creative in the way he presents things. I saw Trump, and he was dressed in those clothes. But I knew it wasn't Jesus. I knew it wasn't God. It was Donald Trump. Even though the thought was trying to tell me the same thing, I know now that all thoughts are all lies all the time, and the devil wanted me to see it the way he would try to present it to me so I can judge Trump and then turn on Trump. when all that was happening in my mind, not in Trump's mind. Because you don't really know what Trump was thinking at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's true. Your wife and you have judged them, and now you have a bad taste in your mouth and not seeing that you're wrong for judging. There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to judge anyone about anything.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jesse. What we saw versus what he says and all the things that he promotes when it comes to Christianity, I haven't seen in my lifetime another president that really foot stomps and is focused and putting God as a priority.
Sitting back judging him. Your wife is judging Trump. That's why she's so ticked. If she loved God, she wouldn't be mad at all, no matter what it was about. But she's judging. She's playing God, and she has no relationship with the true God at all. She has it with Satan, but not with God.
This was good. Thank you.
But let me ask you one thing. Trump, on his car, he's dressed in those type of clothes, and you said he had a light, looked like he was healing people, right?
Correct.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, I raised an eyebrow. It just didn't, but it didn't, like, I still love Trump.
Right.
You know, I know he's needed for this country.
What's wrong with him doing that?
I guess he can't. He can't literally heal somebody with his hand. Well, I guess you could if you're a true believer and you get
but,
the.
But
the
why
gift.
You say he can't really heal anyone?
Well, he's healing his country, so.
But why do you say he really can't heal anyone?
I don't know. I don't know if he can or can't, actually.
As a son of God, you can heal. Christ said the same thing he did. And is doing, you can do it too. So if you can do it as a son of God, why can't Trump do it as a son of God?
That's fair. That's
That was a question.
You're right. There's no reason why he could not, actually. I believe in spiritual healing.
So then why would you get angry and see his face on a picture with a light? God is the light, and it's the light that does the healing. And if you're a son of God, you can heal. Why would you get mad about that or feel any weird thing? You listen to the devil.
Wow. this was good, Jesse. This was really good.
It makes sense?
Yes, sir. It sure does, actually.
Christ said, you know what? I don't know why y'all worshiping me. Don't be like carrying on over me. It's not me that's doing the work. It's my Father in me doing the work. And you can do it too. And greater worship you do. So you should be glad to see that picture and remind you that you can do it too if you're of God.
Amen. Amen. All right, Jesse, this is really helpful, really insightful. My mind is blown. I didn't think the conversation would go that way, and I'm glad it did. So
you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And tell your wife you need to forgive her mama and her dad and stop hating.
Yes, sir.
Even if Trump were 100% wrong, she's still supposed to love him if she's of God and not hate him.
Yes, sir.
Amazing, huh?
That's incredible. Thank you. Thank
you. All right, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir. All right. Yep. You're the same. Thanks, Jesse.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com, leftover from yesterday, buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Right. Marilyn bought three coffees, and then she bought three more because these three coffees are not pithy. So she doubled to six right coffees, saying, extra three coffees for my long super chat. Sorry.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
And she says,
Happy White History Month.
Indeed. Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
She says, I find it hypocritical of you to criticize the people for making assumptions on what happened to the 18-year-old boy, the boating accident, I guess, or I don't even know if it was an accident, the Mississippi
the black
boating
boy down
situation.
In Mississippi?
Yeah, Nolan Wells, I think was the name, maybe. Without having been there and knowing the full story, criticizing those people for making assumptions. Yet not long ago, I asked you the same thing when you made your claims about South Africans, quote-unquote, hunting and genociding white farmers. I asked that you merely research, do a quick Google into your claims to at least get a full picture based on researched evidence. Yet you were dismissive because it doesn't align with the narrative you've created about white people being victims of the world. Even the guy from Orania denied your claims because he knows it's not true, she says. How then is it different to what liberals do when they throw around the word genocide every time a Palestinian dies? I don't mean any disrespect.
No, I know you don't, Mary. Right on. And it's a good question. Number one, I've had guests on the show, white and black from South Africa, and they said, yes, that is happening. We played a song by from a black woman that lives in South Africa, and she was so upset that black people were destroying, destructive, and carried on. And she was saying, we need the white man back. We need white people back. If white people were back, this would not be happening. And then there are people calling in, and I've personally talked to people that says that that is truly happening. And we've had soundbites where white people had to put, they moved away into the farmland. And then they had to put bars around their windows. And that wasn't enough. They put electric fences around their home. And then that wasn't enough. And they got bodyguards around their home. So it's a proof coming from them. And we're seeing it over and over again. And for those people who commented about the black person saying that these white people did it, they have no proof of anything at that point. They're just assuming with conversation about it without any evidence, not even a way to see what happened. They are just automatically jump to assumption and start commenting on it with nothing to work with. Thank you, though. Amazing question. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I don't remember a Rania caller saying it wasn't true, but thank you, Marilyn.
I don't know anything about the Rania call. Maybe that happened. I just don't remember.
Identity Christ is. Hi, Jesse. I'm asking for a friend who loves America. White people have been speaking up to the Muslims about not wanting them in our country by telling them they need to go back to their country and leave. In response, we've had Muslims tell us it's too late. We are already here, and there's nothing you can do. My question, what more can we do as a citizen to fight back against these Muslims without being violent? They don't have any respect, and we all know they will attack us until Islam is completely takes over and destroys our country. What more can I do besides speak up?
Well, don't vote for these politicians that support all this. That's the first thing. And then I don't know what you do now that they're here. I saw a report this morning, or maybe it was yesterday, I don't know. In New York, they had a building that collapsed, or at least parts of the building collapsed. And the superintendent of the building held a press conference, and it was a Muslim. I'm like, the superintendent of the building is Muslim. And so it looked like Allahu Akbar people truly taking over New York in the same way they've done in Michigan and Minnesota, I guess, other places. I don't know. I think maybe too far gone down the road now for it to turn back. Maybe you can run for office. My producer is suggesting you run for office, and maybe you can do something about it. But I don't know. I just think we're Europe now, and it's growing into that because these people are all in government now, everywhere. And I don't know, but I do recommend don't be angry about it so that you don't have fear about it, and you'll be fine. But it's a mess. Thank you.
Thank you, Identity Christ is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if every time you should be speaking up, by the way.
Right, you shouldn't. Don't get yourself in trouble like that. Now they'll hurt you, and then you'll be hurt, and nobody will do anything about it still. Amazing.
10 coffees from Groovin' Mastiff. Thank you for everything you do and for pointing the way back home. God is so good. if you let him into your life.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
These are from yesterday. H-Town Julie, new member. Thank you. Member for 5 months.
Right on. Thank you,
H-Town Julie.
H-Town Julie. Thank you.
JV the Great, referring to that KKK music yesterday and that video that you were playing where the, I guess those Patriot Front guys were on the train with that woman. And he's like, something like that.
They're trying to make it all scary and make it look like this woman is sitting there so scared and all that. And these white hoodie guys and all that. Come to find out, according to the story, she was a homeless person trying to use what appeared to trying to use the bathroom right there on the train.
Something crazy.
Yeah, something like that. Amazing.
JV the Great says the KKK music is more scary than the so-called white supremacist. Laughing face with tears and then tears streaming down.
I'm telling you. What now? Amazing.
And JV the Great says those so-called white supremacists were probably scared of that black girl.
I'm telling you. That's right. If anything, what now? Amazing.
T. Smith on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App for coffee.
Thank you, T. Smith. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dylan, Ryan, welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Soul Conscious, Jesse, happy White History Month biblical question.
Happy White History Month. Do you love America? How do you know?
He says, yes, it is the only true Christian country. That sounds like a why. Doesn't necessarily sound like a how, you know, Soul Conscious. But thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Bree K, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Justin, 10 coffees. Hey, Jesse, last night I was doing the silent prayer and felt a stinging like a bite on my leg. So I opened my eyes and there is a huge roach on me. Satan even using bugs to try and stop me. Amazing.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
With tears.
That's funny.
That's horrifying. Mr. Pink builds. 13 months, a member on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube channel, want for nothing, drop all identities, silently pray. These principles changed my life. Shout out to the real life Master Yoda, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Jermaine, Jesse BQ was what is a human being?
No, do you love America? And how do you know?
You might have asked what is a human being back in the day.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he says, I see now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Right on.
Homesteader Nick gifted a subscription, and Buddy 1205 was gifted that subscription on Rumble.
Thank you. Amazing. You got to know how to rumble.
0906, Durr. Please, hey, Jesse, can we have a JLP t-shirt? My wife is a hateful heifer. Beta males will instantly become alphas when wearing, like putting on a Batman suit. Laughing, tongue sticking out. America, clown.
Amazing. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. Thank you.
We don't have that one yet. TBA, maybe. Aries 1 gifted the can over on pilled.net. Thank you, Aries 1.
Thank you, Aries 1.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now. Oh, Kevin gave a tithe. Kevin S.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate all of your supports. All of y'all. Thank you so much for helping us to help others. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing. That it?
Yep.
Amazing. Let me go to... You got to go to Ross out of New Jersey. Ross, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Ross.
I had a question for you.
Okay.
Why did God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden instead of in the forest?
So that they could eat and everything provided for them.
I have the understanding that it was for obedience and love.
Well, feeding them is love, absolutely.
Yeah, but they have to learn obedience also.
What do you mean?
Before
they fell, before Eve gave it to the serpent, and then the man they gave it to the woman, they were obedience already.
Yeah, but did Eve leave the garden to go to the forest to find the serpent, or was the serpent in the garden?
According to reports, I don't know for sure, He was in the garden. She was just at the market. And she's over at Better Food. And he was at the store. Amazing.
Well, but
hold on, Ross. Hold on, Ross. Stretch off on pews.net, and I'll be right back. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Jamming up in here. The Anchor Baby is on fire. That music is amazing. Hake is coming up. H-A-K-E at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. The Hake Report. And then the American Anchor Baby. More jamming with the American Anchor Baby at 11. From 11 to 1 p.m. And then at 2 p.m. today, Billy on Pachy TV, Don't Mess with Bill. At 2 p.m., a live brand-new episode he does every Wednesday at 2 p.m. So get ready. You can call him. You can super chat him. It's amazing at 2 p.m. And thank you all for your support. And don't forget to like these videos. Like. Let me go quickly back to Ross. Ross, did you have another question or comment?
Yes, my question was, are we supposed to learn obedience before we take the love?
No. Once you truly return to love, you naturally will obey because you become one with love, with God. And you will have another choice.
Doesn't it seem like we're all in the forest right now?
No. I mean, those people that have not forgiven, yes, they're in a forest, absolutely.
Okay. All right, that's all.
All right, Ross. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Ohio and talk to Matt. Matt, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's Portland, Oregon.
Oh, he got... I wonder why did you say Portland, Ohio? I'm like, what the... And I was thinking, well, maybe there's a city in Ohio called Portland. But right on, Portland, Oregon. He made the change right now, so go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the biblical question.
Do you love America? How do you know?
I first wanted to say I thought, what an incredible biblical question.
That's right.
Because, like, so many people, like, you know, they have the false love, and it's easy to associate it with, oh, I love my dog, or I love this person, right? But this is, like, it's a country, so it's, like, a different type of, you know, it makes you think out of that. But I would say 100% I love my country.
And how do you know?
Well, it comes down to, you know, I had to think about, like, what is love? And what I see about it is I see love is creation. It's creating. You know, that's why God is the creator. God is love. And in my country or in my community, in my state, I go out into there and I create. I create, you know, opportunities. I create jobs. I create environment in here. I create ways to protect and defend the principles that are the foundation of this country, whether that's, you know, letting someone I disagree with speak or supporting the Second Amendment or voting, things like that. And it's, yeah, it's create. I create within my community.
Amazing. Well, I got to wait until Sunday. Very interesting, though. So I got to wait until Sunday before I could put my little two cents in on it. But very interesting.
Yeah. And, oh, there's one thing I was going to say was, it's like, why creating a love is creation? Because you have to think, you have to create and think about how to love. Or like, you know, like I metaphorically say think. You know, you never hear someone think about, like, say, how do I hate this person? It's no, how do I love this person? How do I learn to love this difficult person? Or how do I overcome this new? How do I create something new in the universe, which is love? So yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, Matt. That's amazing. Matt.
And my, sorry for my real quick, my last question was, I wanted to come and visit on the men's forum. I was planning on, like, flying down there and do, like, the men's forum on Thursday and staying till Sunday.
Right.
I was wondering if you guys had any deals with any hotels around there or something like that or
we
anything
do.
Like that. To
call the office at 323-782-1980 today after 9, and she can give you that information.
Awesome. You're the best, Jesse.
We don't, like, deal with the hotel personally, but we recommend hotels around this area here.
Perfect.
All right. Matt. Do you believe that, or should married men allow their women to be around other women to get advice without him being there?
No, absolutely not, man.
And why not?
Like, well, your job as the man is to protect your family from evil. And when these women get together, man, you know, it's like it's like a bunch of lost dogs running around. They're, you know, they're just going to cause trouble. And at the bottom of the day, though, is too, a lot of these women, they get together because there are other women that are evil. And I've made that mistake before where, you know, people will see the happiness that you guys will have.
Yeah.
And those women will try to destroy and sabotage it. And if you allow that to happen, you're weak and you deserve what you get, you know?
I want you to hear, you may not be able to see it right now because you're on the phone there, but I want you to hear what Alan Adams, he says, never let your wife talk to another woman unless you are there to supervise. This is from Instagram. We don't have it?
Hold on. I don't think so.
You don't think so? Oh. Apparently, we don't have it. Darren said he's looking right at the video. You do have it. It's soundbite 068, Nick.
Oh, my bad. I do have it.
Okay.
Never let your wife talk to another woman unless you're there to supervise. Women are not capable of solving problems. All they're doing is feeding into each other's delusions. Their goal is to sabotage each other's relationship. They'll be like, what? You were in an argument and your husband yelled at you? You need to leave him. Or they'll be like, what? Your husband didn't yell at you? That means he doesn't want to fight for you. You need to leave him. I'm telling you, women are not capable of solving any problems. The only good points a woman has ever made is when it's cold outside and she's not wearing a bra.
What do you say to that, Matt?
100% agree. You know, it's like,
what a mess.
A good woman is not going to be seeking another woman to get advice from. She's going to go to her husband. Or, you know, good, quote unquote, right?
Right, yeah.
But, like, she's going to be seeking the guidance of her husband.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Matt. And I'll see you on the next men's forum.
Oh, God willing, 100%.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye. Let me go to John out of Virginia. John, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, John.
I've called before.
Right on.
I look at you as kind of my pastor. I listen to you every day.
Amazing.
Amazing. My daughter is 15. She's in the hospital. She's been in for a couple of days. I'm kind of struggling. I'm trying to be silent and listen, not do any actions. I'm going to give you a quick breakdown of what happened.
Okay.
Basically, we're moving. I'm a single dad. Her mom's in recovery. We all kind of got sick. I thought it was kind of a, you know, stomach virus kind of went around. I got sick. My older daughter got sick, and then my younger daughter got sick, and everyone kind of got better except for my younger daughter. She's 15. She ended up having to be put in the hospital. Come to find out, my older daughter's boyfriend had brought some Ozempic. It's a prescription injectable drug to help you lose weight. And she had injected herself, so I hear. And it made her really sick. She's been in the hospital for a few days over it. And I'm trying to pray on it. You know, I'm not upset with her. I'm disappointed. I'm upset with my older daughter's boyfriend for bringing in the situation. And I'm upset with myself for not noticing it. What would you do? What do you think I should look at? What do you think I should do as a father? What should I put my time into?
So I don't know what I would do until I'm in that situation, so I don't want to assume. But I do want to know, how old is the boyfriend?
He just turned 18.
And she's 15?
My younger daughter's 15. My older daughter is 17.
One that's in the hospital, she's the one that's 15?
Yes, sir.
And she's the one with the boyfriend?
No, sir. It's my older daughter has the boyfriend.
Oh, so your older daughter boyfriend gave the Ozempic to your younger daughter?
Yes, sir.
And when you ask him why did he do that without your advice or letting you know, what did he say?
I haven't asked him.
Why not? Because that's not good to do that. You can't give someone something like that. That's like, I don't know exactly. I know it's supposed to cause you to lose weight or something, right?
Yes, sir. That's my understanding.
So that's like giving someone a prescription or something, or some type of drug. Why haven't you asked him why would he give that to your younger daughter at 15 without your permission? Why haven't you asked him about it?
I didn't know about it until about a day ago. And when I did find out about it, it was my assumption that it was something he had left at the house.
But why'd you assume?
I feel like I'm learning. I shouldn't have.
I would really recommend you talk to him about it and let him know that this could cause a lot of damage for your daughter and that he is responsible for it if it happens. Because she's just 15.
Do you think it's something I should get law enforcement involved into or social workers?
Just take one step at a time first. Don't overreact. Don't get mad about it, no matter what. Do not get angry about it. Then you can see how to deal with it in the perfect way. But you don't just go around giving someone something like that, especially if they're they're 15, without even letting the parents know about it. Because they can have a reaction like this. Have you talked to his parents about it?
No, I think I've just been so upset. I've been so angry about it. I'm just trying to just be silent, pray on it, listen, talk to family.
Here's what I recommend. If it's true that this 18-year-old gave your 15-year-old, what's this called, Zempit?
Oh, yes, sir.
And it put her in the hospital, I would recommend you talk to his parents about this and see what they say about it. And you'll see the next thing to do and the next thing to do. But don't get angry so that you have fear or you worry or you overreact. You don't want to do that in any situation at all. But I definitely would recommend you talk to, you know his parents?
I do.
I would highly, do they know that this happened already?
I don't know.
I would highly recommend you contact them and let them know that from what you know is that their son, 18-year-old son, gave your 15-year-old daughter that stuff. If he did that way, you don't even know if he gave it or just left it there at the house, right?
That's correct.
Did your other daughter know about this?
I'm going to sit down with her. I'm driving home at this point from the hospital. I'm going to sit down with her and talk to her now.
Why have you? Oh, you said this was a day ago.
It's been 2 days.
Oh, okay. Why haven't you talked to your older daughter about it if it's been 2 days?
I have, but I didn't sit down and grill her, and I think it's because we're in the process of moving and we have all this other stuff going on, but I felt like this needs to take priority.
Yeah, it does. But again, John, don't be mad. Stay away from anger.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the devil tell you, oh, this is a reason to be angry. It's not. But you need to get at least an understanding of how and why this happened, and because you said it looked like the guy may have just left it there. Maybe he would use it. I don't know. But I would definitely talk to his parent, talk to your daughter, find out why did she know about this and why did she let it happen. And then you'll see the next thing to do, one step at a time.
That makes sense. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, do not go ahead of time. Don't let the devil tell you, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. Don't do that. Take it one step at a time. So I recommend you talk to your daughter, the boyfriend, and his parents about this. And then you see the next thing to do. How is she doing now, your daughter?
She's getting better.
Oh, good. Yeah, but
yeah,
to make sure that this never happened again, you need to do some research on it and see how and why this happened. And you will see the next thing. But there may not be anything else you have to do after that, but do the first things first and have a way to see.
Thanks, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes, John. I wish her well.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You too. Amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse, man? What's happening with you?
All this well, Rick. Happy White History Month.
Yes, yes. I was about to get to that, man. Happy White History Month to my brothers and sisters out there. And
right on.
Don't let no one stop you from doing the right thing. If you see blacks or anybody doing wrong, call it.
Amazing.
You know, it just seemed like, man, it's amazing, man. You know, with the 4th of July, how you have a lot of blacks trying to stop. I don't know if I should celebrate the 4th of July.
It's coming gone now. It's too late.
Yeah. I know, but see, I just want to bring that point because I couldn't talk to you because I was doing jury duty.
Oh, I see.
For most of the week. Yeah.
Did you celebrate it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Eating and seeing fireworks. Yes, I did.
Right on.
I wouldn't want to be in no other country but the U.S.
That's right. Do you love America?
I love America. I wouldn't want to be in no other country.
And how do you know you love America?
Well, because, like, first of all, I do what I can for my country that's best for our country. And, I just love America, man. You can worship Christ if you want to. You can choose to be poor if you want to. You can choose to be rich if you want to. You can choose to be, like, comfortable if you want to. You can choose in this life.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to that biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh, and do I have time to say why did Joe Biden bring in June 10th?
Yes.
Every time you know some blacks start to wonder about the Democratic Party, like, and when it literally they may wake up, then the Democratic Party give them a holiday to appease them, like June 10th. Now here's what makes sense: Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, and then they didn't find out 2 years later. It don't change the date that it was originally free. Do you understand what I'm saying, Jesse?
That's right. Absolutely, man. June 10th celebration, definitely a waste of time.
Exactly. It doesn't keep blacks aggravated. Yeah. And when they start to, like, when they start to wake up a little bit, then they give them some holiday. Now you got blacks debating Juneteenth, whether to celebrate Juneteenth or the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's just like, Justice, like, if I work for you, if you say payday is every Friday, and I would find out 2 years later that payday was on Friday, that means payday still was on Friday no matter what. So it took you 2 years to find out. Am I right, Jeffy?
That's right, man. 100%. That's amazing. You're absolutely right.
Amazing. Yes, sir, Jeffy. Well,
I appreciate it. Well, man,
that's, hey, no problem. Love you, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too, buddy. Super.
Super chats.
Over on pill.net, the Hake Report gifted the cookie.
Thank you. The Hake Report.
Hannah's 8 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and crew. White thanks, Hans.
Thank you, Hannah. I appreciate it.
Hannah's. Chuckin' jivin' boosting something. Where y'all at? Stuffing that in y'all, stuffing y'all bags just to flip it. Pop some tags. Girl, go in the go yard bag. Bags emojis, shopping bags.
And then a rapper?
It sounds like a rap song, and I...
Thank you.
Hopefully that wasn't
bad. I don't understand it, but okay.
Hopefully I didn't say anything bad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck and Jivin. As always, Everblazer has been a member for 13 months, and he says to the biblical question, answer...
Do you love America? How do you know?
Yes, I can tell because while others ask, what can my country do for me? I ask... What can I do for my country?
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air. Hey, Earl. I'm going to put you on hold, Earl. I hear you in the background. Derek will let me know when you're ready. I want to quickly give you this. This is from Grok. This is amazing news. Former abortion doctor Anthony something. Is it Levento, I believe. Anthony Levento, L-E-V-A-N-T.
Levitino.
Derek telling me Levento. Another black person trying to tell another black person what a word is. Amazing. Stated he performed 1,200 first and second trimester abortions. Only 1 for rape, 2 for incest, and 10 for genetic issues. The rest on health, the rest of the abortions were done on healthy mothers. And babies, 1,200. Watch this.
This is the absolute truth. I did 1,200 abortions, first and second trimester. 1 was for rape, 2 were for incest, about 9 or 10 were for genetic defects like trisomy 21, and all the rest of them were healthy moms and healthy kids. Mm-hmm. People believe what they want to believe, and they don't want to believe that, but that is the truth. I killed 1,200 kids. How can you make up for even one of them? I can't. So now I do everything I can to save as many as I can.
All those.
It's supposed to be sad, Jesse.
What?
It's sad, Jesse.
It is?
No.
For him or for the babies?
I don't know. I'm hamming it up.
They were feeling the pain. Amazing, huh? 1,200 abortions. And now he feel bad. So what good is it doing him to feel bad about it? It's not going to bring the babies back. And I like the fact he stopped doing it. I appreciate that, but... And who is feeling bad? Me, huh? Just an FYI thing. Yeah. I am so out of time. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where it is. Jesse. hours went. The Hate Report is coming up now, then American Anchor Baby, and then 2 p.m. Punches, P-U-N-C-H-I-E-TV with Bill. Punches.tv. Super.
Super chat. Over on YouTube, Smetty says, thank you for taking my call. I enjoyed speaking with you.
Right on. Stay with it, and stay with it.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. And Dave got on his nigga rah-rah shirt today. You just felt nigga rah-rah?
I mean, I wasn't thinking about it, but I'm like, oh, yeah, it is black excellence. Nicaragua. Are Nicaraguans? I think they're white Hispanic, actually.
I think so, too.
Shout out.
But the shirt looked like they're Hawaii.
It looks like Nicaragua to me.
Oh, it does?
I don't know what Nicaragua looks like.
It looks like
an
island.
I barely know where Nicaragua is.
It's an island. It looks like an island in Hawaii. But I can see where it can look like Nicaragua, too.
It's in Central America between Honduras and Costa Rica. It's just... It's like east of El Salvador on the other side of Honduras.
What made you stop traveling? You used to travel around the world.
I didn't travel down south of the border.
I never did in a year.
That's because I had cousins living over there.
They call you white.
That too.
What made you stop traveling though?
I don't know. Now I work 6 days a week. I don't really like to be away from work much. I mean, I like being away from work, but not when everybody else is working. I like the time off between Christmas and New Year's.
Right on. Amazing. Stay with us. And to the other callers, I'll be back tomorrow in Bible Thumper Thursday. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. I recommend you do it so you can stay present with the Father, with light, with love. All right? Thank you all for your support, your donations, and all that. I do appreciate it. Take care. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose, and then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.